Добрый вечер, ребята. We're gonna have our prayer right now. I want to invite all the young people to come up front. You guys, this is our night. Let's just get an agreement and go after God. The page we've been on, you know, really burning with fire. It's been so amazing to stay connected with you guys and see where you guys are at. Take over.
not a single place that I would rather be than hearing your presence, God.
Jesus! Oh God! want to show others how beautiful you are, Lord. Thank you for filling us with something that we cannot contain, that we just have to spread, Lord. That'll spread throughout this city, God. That'll spread throughout this state, Jesus. It's uncontainable. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
What you're doing in this generation, God. Father, we thank you for the fire, God, that you've put on each and every one of us, God. We thank you, Father, for the fire that's in these young people, God. And I thank you, Father, that's already taking root, God, that you're already moving, Father, that you're already touching lives, God. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you, God, for the victory, Lord. And we just thank you for what you've done for us, God, at this encounter camp, God. And we just prophesy, God, that this will go further, God, that this will go further, Lord, than we could have imagined, God, that really, God, change will happen in this city, God. Change is going to happen in this state, God. And we just thank you, Father, for the revival that you're going to break out, God, through these young people, God, in their schools, God. Outside of their schools, God, and we just thank you, Father, for the fire, Lord, that is in our bones, God, that you are using, God, to just set this generation on fire, God, and that nothing is going to stop us, God, that no addiction is going to stop us, God, that no bad habit is going to stop us, that no strongholds are going to stop us, God, and we just thank you, Father, for your fire, for your victory, God, we just thank you, Father, for what you put on each of our lives, God. And we just thank you for the freedom, God, that we walk in, Lord. And I just pray, Father, for freedom, God, in every single young person's mind, God. I just pray, Father, for clarity, Lord. And I just pray, Father, that whatever lies, God, that the enemy tries to put our way, God, I just pray, Father, that we wouldn't even pay attention, God, and that our focus would be on you, Jesus. Let our focus be on you, God. Let us be filled, Lord, with your fire. Let our eyes be focused on you, Jesus. Fill this generation, God. Fill this generation, Lord. And we just declare your victory, God. We declare your victory, God. And we just thank you that you believe in us, God. We thank you that you believe in us, God, that we can really pull this off, that we can really do this, God, that we can really make this happen, God. And we just lift up your name, Jesus. We just lift up your name, Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father.
Thanksgiving unto you. We thank you for igniting the youth. We thank you for putting a new fire in our hearts, God. We thank you for bringing us together, bringing the church together, God, and setting a new page for us, a new level, a new height. And God, but we are not satisfied, Lord. We want more. We want more hunger. We want more thirst for you, Lord. We want more fire. We thank you for touching the heart of the youth, Lord, but we want the whole perception, the whole mindset changed of this generation, Lord, and we ask that you set us on fire even more, Lord. We want more. We want more. Jesus, we want more. We are not satisfied. We are not satisfied with what we have. We want more fire in the youth, Lord. We want a change in the youth, Lord. Set us on fire, God. Set our hearts on fire, Lord. Don't let us go home and be the same. A new fresh outpouring every single time we're in your presence, Lord. Every single time we come into contact with your presence, Lord, just release a fresh outpouring, Lord, into this place, into the hearts of the youth, and bind us together to even more. Jesus, hearts, Lord, but we need a transfer.
our hearts, Lord.
Change our hearts, Lord, for you. Release your fire. Off any shame they have about you, Lord. We pray, we declare a courage and a boldness that they will be able to shout your name from the rooftops, Lord, that nothing can stop them from telling everyone about how good you are, how great you are. Jesus, we don't need to hear about you. We need to experience you, Lord. We need an encounter in this generation, Lord. We pray for an encounter of every single person. Every single youth here, Lord, change their hearts towards you. Turn their hearts for you, Lord. You are a prize and you are a reward, God. Set our hearts on you. Set our eyes on you. Jesus, you are good. Jesus, your goodness is abundant.
That they have right now, God, I just ask you to break it. Anything that they're going through, anything that they're struggling, God, I just ask you to break it. Break it, God. We don't need this. We don't need it, God, when we're with you. Why would we need to feel this pain, God, this burden of not doing something?
I
fire going, God. For us making this effort right now, God, shows that we care. God, this shows that we care and that we want more of you to keep the fire burning within us, God. You see our hearts, God. You see our hearts as the youth, God. We are here joining with the elders, God. God, we are here for you. We are here to praise your name and be with you, God. God, I just ask you to give everybody a safe place, God. A safe place that they can just worship you, God. A safe place that they can just go to and just worship your name, God. Where they wouldn't feel anything, God, besides your love. If they're going through anything, if they feel pain, if they feel temptation, God, they could go into that room or any area, God, and they could just, it could all go away, God. I just ask you to put your glory upon that area, God. Whatever area that is for them, God, whatever it is, God, I just ask you to bless it, God, and bless everybody's hearts, God.
Your spirit in this place, God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, thank you for putting this fire in our hearts, God. Thank you so much. And you have shown us that this is only a fraction. This is only a tiny piece of what there is to come. It is only a little bit. This is so small compared to what your love is, God. Oh, I just reach out to you guys. Just know that this is only a little bit what he has sown into your lives. This is only a little bit. Follow his voice. Follow this feeling in your heart, this hot, burning feeling in your spirit, in your heart, in your hands. Just follow it. Chase it. It is the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to you. He's trying to get you to listen. Oh, God, I just get it. Jesus.
much bigger. You are so much bigger than the enemy. Don't listen to this what he tells you. Don't listen. Discern those thoughts. Oh, they are not yours. Oh, God, those thoughts in your head, that negativity, those bad things in your head, that is not yours. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you reward faithfulness, God. That you reward the ones that are literally there, God. Always keeping your promises in their hearts, God. You will always breathe on that. You will reward that, God. Because to you, that's the most important thing, God. Thank you so much for awakening these young hearts, God. Thank you so much for uniting our hearts together with the last generation and this present generation, God, that we can have double the anointing and power, God, the past wisdom and experience. We can apply that. We can apply that right now into the walk that is in front of us, God. Thank you so much for giving us wisdom and understanding, God, to truly maintain, God, and store, God, everything you have entrusted us. Thank you so much for making the way, God, that this city, God, will be encountered, Lord, by this house, God, and by your name. Your name will go further than this house and these walls, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you that your name is big and you are a great God, God. And you, everybody will know about your name, God. Thank you so much, God. That brings so much peace and joy into my heart, God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for revealing yourself, God. You are real like never before. You were real, God, 2,000 years ago. You are still real today. Thank you for the living testimony, God. Thank you for the living testimony that we can walk it out. We can stay fresh, God, that we can have hope. We can have faith in our hearts, God, that tomorrow you're going to be there because you are the eternal God. You're the Omega. You're the beginning and the end, God. The beginning and the end. Holy Spirit, just release the fire, Lord. Release the fire. Release the fire. Over these young people, I just ask for a sensitive heart, God, to accept what you are placing there. Show them how simple you are, God. Show them how simple. You're not complicated. You are really not complicated, Papa. Show them your simplicity. You should reveal them to themselves, God, who they were meant to be and who you created them to be, Jesus. Because that's when it starts. That's when it all starts. When they know who they are. When they believe in you and they believe in themselves and they know the direction to move forward. Oh, set them on fire, Jesus. Protect them, God, so the seeds that you are releasing into their hearts, they can grow. Thank you.
release it right now, Papa. Release the freedom. I just ask that you build your strongholds, God. That you pray, build your strongholds in the place where there was doubts, in the place where there were fears, in the place where there were anxieties, in the place where there was depression, in the place where there was complete darkness. I just ask that you build the strongholds of freedom, God. That you build the stronghold of hope, of faith, of joy in their hearts right now. Oh, minister to them, Holy Spirit, right now. Wreck them, God. Let them feel the responsibility that this is their time and their day, God. The future belongs to them, and you are 100% behind them. Lead their hearts right now, God, to encounter you in such a deep way. They will never go back. They will never look to the right or to the left, God, but they will always strive to go after you. I just release freedom right now into every heart. I just release freedom into their minds, God. Let the strongholds be broken off right now in Jesus' name. Let there be freedom established. Let there be your name that is sound, God. Thank you, Papa. Thank you for the igniting fire, God, that is burning, and they can literally stay in it, maintain it, God, and spread it all around them, God, to their friends, that they cannot contain it.
Nothing gonna stop us. Nothing gonna stop us. We all gonna see this city transform. We all gonna see this city knowing you, God. We declaring right now, this city will face Holy Ghost. This city will face Holy Ghost. Movement of God. Movement of God. Kira la manasteya, kira la manasteya, shira la la nere, kira la manasteya, shira la manasteya. More God, we're asking for more, we're asking for more. Shira la manasteya, shira la manasteya. Thank you.
совершенно другую реальность. Мы вступаем в совершенно другую реальность. Мы живем небом. Мы живем небом и его царством. Мы заявляем и пророчествуем то, что еще не видим, но уже есть. Мы говорим, что наши собственные глаза, они увидят другую жизнь, они увидят другую реальность. Это не просто маленькая вспышка. Мы верим и говорим, что это огонь. Он сошел на это место. И мы будем те, кто стоять, кто не позволит потухнуть. Мы встанем, мы выстроим эту стену, чтобы просто сохранить этот огонь. Мы сохраним этот огонь, Иисус, ради Тебя, потому что в Нем мы живем, в Нем мы существуем, в Нем наша свобода, в Нем наша жизнь. В этом огне и есть жизнь. Мы верим, что каждый из нас понесет его дальше, каждый из нас возьмет этот огонь и распространит на наших работах, в школе, в кафе, где мы бы ни находились. Мы пойдем дальше, Иисус. Мы пойдем дальше, Иисус. Эти улицы должны знать исцеление. Эти улицы должны знать, что такое царь царей. Эти улицы должны знать, кто есть Бог. Эти улицы увидят. Эти улицы увидят настоящую жизнь. Мы просто провозглашаем прямо сейчас. Эти улицы, они будут знать царя. Come on. Эти улицы будут знать царя царей. Эти улицы узнают живого Бога, не религию, но живого Бога, который ходит среди нас, который любит людей, который смотрит в глаза людям. Эти улицы, этот город узнает царя. Ты достоин, Иисус, ты достоин, Иисус, ты достоин, Иисус, чтобы тебя знали, чтобы тебя на вкус попробовали. Чтобы признали твой your goodness, God. Этот город достоин. Этот город достоин исцеления. Этот город достоин чудес. Этот город достоин. Эта страна Америка, она достойна. Она была верна. И сейчас мы встаем и говорим, мы верны тебе, Бог. Мы верим тебе, Бог. Мы верим, что это поколение, оно поднимется для Тебя. Оно поднимется, как никто другой. Оно пойдет в огне. Физический мир больше не будет доминировать. Небо сойдет, небо спустится. Небо начнет жить на земле. Больше не будет разницы. Мы увидим людей в огне. Поднимаются новые Ианы, влюбленные по Тебе. Новые влюбленные Давиды поднимаются из Фири, поднимаются смелые из Фири, поднимаются, поднимаются Назареи, которые скажут, ты единственный, ради чего мы хотим жить, ты единственный Бог, ты единственный, ради чего мы живем и дышим и существуем. Поднимаются пророки нового поколения, поднимаются новицы, провидцы, они поднимаются. Ты сверхъестественно будешь давать нам ходить в дарах. Там, где мы не мечтали, там, где мы недостойны, казалось бы. Теперь мы облекаемся в Тебя, Иисус. Мы облекаемся в Тебя, и мы становимся одним с Тобой. Мы облекаемся и говорим, это новая реальность для этого города. Это новая реальность для этой страны. Мы провозглашаем абсолютно новое поколение радикальных, безумных, страстных поклонников. Радикальных, безумных, страстных поклонников. Молодых и пожилых. Молодых и пожилых. Это новое поколение, которое ради тебя оставит все. Которое откажется от собственного имени. Ради тебя одного, которое будет безумно ради тебя. Влюбленные, влюбленные в своего царя. Иисус, 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 наша жизнь без Тебя? Что наша жизнь без Тебя? Ты и есть центр всего. Ты и есть источник. Ты и есть источник жизни. Мы без Тебя не можем больше. Мы не можем без Тебя. Без Тебя нет нас. Мы с Тобой одно. Мы с Тобой одно. Мы с Тобой одно. Мы надеваем праведность Твою, Иисус. Мы надеваем праведность Твою, Иисус. Мы надеваем царственность Твою, Иисус. Мы надеваем. Мы надеваем. Мы надеваем Тебя всего на Себя и становимся одним. Мы становимся одним. Мы становимся одним. Мы становимся одним. Хочу вас кое-что попросить, церковь. Давайте, молодежь, мы попросим сюда, и я хочу, чтобы вы их окружили по кругу, чтобы вы вместе с нами помогли нам защищать тот огонь, который начал жить в них. Возможно, они еще не знают до конца, как справляться, как атаковать в ответ, как защищать себя. Давайте, молодежь, can you guys come here? Церковь, давайте встанем вокруг них. Давайте, все-все-все. Церковь, давайте еще, давайте их просто по кругу станем, вокруг них. Возьмите их в кольцо. В воскресенье мы молились за вас, сегодня вы молитесь за нас, потому что мы все очень нужны друг другу.
Отец, мы поклоняемся Тебе. Мы благодарим Тебя за Твой Дух, за Твою верность. Мы благодарим Тебя за Твою славу, Бог. Мы благодарим Тебя за каждое прикосновение Твоего Духа, Твоей славы к каждому из нас, Господь. Мы благодарим за наших детей. Мы благодарим Тебя за то, что Ты, Господь, нашел их, открылся им. Ты дал вкусить, насколько Ты добр, насколько Ты классный, насколько Ты благ. Ты коснулся их сердец, Бог. И мы сейчас, как старшее поколение, как их отцы, Господь, как их матеря, мы покрываем сейчас их своей любовью. Мы покрываем их своей защитой, Бог. Мы покрываем той властью, которую Ты дал нам. Мы провозглашаем, Бог, они Твои. Мы провозглашаем, Господь, силу крови Иисуса Христа в их жизни. Мы, Господь, покрываем их Твоей силой. Мы благословляем их, Бог, на всякую победу. И сегодня, Господь, как церковь Твоя, как Твои дети, мы провозглашаем, никакое оружие, сделанное дьяволом против них, оно не будет иметь успеха. Он не сможет забрать их из Твоей руки, потому что это Твое обещание. Ты сказал, с Твоей руки никто не похитит, Бог. Я верю в Твои обетования. Я верю в то, что Ты сказал насчет этих молодых людей. Я верю в то, что Ты, Господь, провозгласил над их жизнями. Я верю в каждое слово, которое вышло из уст Твоих в их жизни, в их судьбы. в ихнее призвание, Бог. Мы просим, покрой их Твоим огнем, Господь, когда придут моменты, Господь, когда придут моменты именно тех ситуаций, когда они не будут знать, Бог, что действовать. Я говорю, Бог, Твое присутствие, Твоя слава, Твое прикосновение, Бог, пускай будет всегда над их жизнями. Коснись каждого сердца, излей Твой Дух, Господь. Ты обещал нам в Твоем Слове, что Ты не меряешь, Бог, Твой Дух, когда даешь. Ты не меряй его, даешь, Бог, мы просим безмерно, Бог, без ограничения, без какого-то лимита, излей Твой Дух Святой на ихние жизни, силу и огонь Святого Духа в ихние сердца, в ихние желания, в ихнюю мотивацию, Бог, в ихние стремления, в ихние видения. Мы покрываем их Твоей любовью, мы покрываем их Твоей защитой, Бог, во имя Иисуса Христа. Мы провозглашаем это поколение победы. Мы провозглашаем это поколение, которое явит Твою силу, явит Твое царствие, явит Твою славу на этой земле. Бог, и мы их не отдадим. Мы говорим, Бог, мы стоим вместе с ними. Мы покрываем их своим опытом. Мы покрываем их своим знанием. Мы покрываем, Господь, тем, что Ты дал нам, Господь. Мы это высвобождаем в их жизни. Мы хотим видеть в их жизни больше, чем видели в своих. Мы видим, Господь, хотим видеть в их жизни более глубокое хождение с Тобой, знание Тебя. Покрой каждого из них Твоей славой. Покрой, Господь, Твоей любовью. Коснись глубже каждого из них. Мы провозглашаем, Бог, движение Твоего Царства, Твоей славы, Твоей жизни в их жизнях. Поколение славы. Поколение славы, поколение огня. Поколение Царства Твоего, Бог. Сыновья и дочеря Твои. Мы благословляем Твое имя, мы поклоняемся Тебе. Мы любим Тебя. И мы говорим, Бог, мы вместе, мы будем вместе двигаться, Бог, к тому, что Ты нас призвал. Мы, Господь, будем вместе, Господь, служить для того, чтобы Твое Царствие пришло на эту землю, для того, чтобы Твоя воля, она была исполнена на этой земле. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Амин.
We break the wall! We break the wall! We break the wall! Unite us, Papa. Unite us. Unite us, unite us, unite us. Спасибо тебе, любимый. Спасибо тебе, что это только начало, Бог. Я сейчас просто высвобождаю. Оу, шакабаба сея. Я высвобождаю сейчас духовную реальность в их жизни. Мы пророчествуем и говорим в это поколение. Трансы, видения, посещения. Ты будешь приходить к ним ночью. Отец, ты будешь брать их в свои порталы. They're gonna visit you in heaven, in their bodies, Papa, they're gonna visit you. They're gonna visit you, Father. I prophesy this to this generation. They will visit you. Спасибо тебе за это поколение. Мы твои любимые. All of us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So good. So good. You guys do a group hug. Love on each other and love on everybody around you.
Break the walls down.
That's what unity looks like.
And unite us, Holy One. You break the walls down. And unite us, Holy One. You break. And unite us, Holy One.
You break the walls down. Unite us,
you guys, I just, like, it's so good, but we've been hearing so much testimonies during the last week, you know. Can somebody, like, who wants to share what God has done for them? Either, you know, a parent, what you guys saw your child go through, or if you personally experienced. I know we heard quite a bit of testimonies on Sunday, but I know there's more people that have not shared. Or if you guys encounter something today, you guys are more than welcome to share. Anybody? Any volunteers? Yes, Jessica. Do it.
Come on. Okay, so while we were like on this circle thing, you know, the older people were around us, I saw how God kind of took this, like all above us, he kind of took like a protection shield, and he started building it all over around us. And God told me, this is my protection over you guys. As long as you guys are with me, I will protect you. And that the fire that you guys have started on the youth, it can't be broken. Nothing, not one strong thing can be broken against the fire that God has put in our hearts. And I also saw how this like shield that was forming around the group, all of us, the church, there's like demonic forces trying to get in or trying to break it, and it could not. They were scratching at it, they tried to, you know, they're hitting at it, they're running toward it, they could not break it. It was just so powerful. Yeah.
Yes. Something I shared a little bit earlier with our youth leaders or whatnot, you guys, you know, when I gave my life to God, it was about 10 plus years ago. And throughout the years, when I had major attacks coming my way, I was able to win with the power of testimony, what Jesus has done for me. Every single time something would come at me, I would just be able to speak out God's testimony, what he has done with me. The power of testimony, it's real. Do not ever be ashamed of it. Because at the end of the game, life, whatever, every knee will bow to that. Because the power of Jesus Christ and the power that through Jesus Christ is in our lives, that's the most powerful thing there is. No weapon, no nothing can stand against that. Yes, you guys, God bless you. Unless somebody else wants to say something.
One thing. When we started, 4 years ago, about, so, he got lost. So when we started, we named this group Firestarters, and it was so prophetic. It was so prophetic, and through the years, there was like little changes here and there, but like recently, we came back to the same name, Firestarters. And honestly, it was hard to see fruits. It was hard to see like anything, you know? And today, I can see it with my own eyes. You guys are Firestarters. You are. Come on. Make a noise. You are. Okay, anyone else?
Right. So I came out of youth camp. I was feeling so great. I felt so much like closer to God. And a few hours later, I got home, and then I started feeling a pain. I felt it all night when I went to church, and when I woke up, it was still there. So we went to the hospital, and the doctor told me I had appendicitis. I had to get surgery for that. So right out of camp, the devil started attacking me, and I had to miss Sunday for that. I was so sad about that. But in the hospital, I had some great friends visit me, and they prayed for me. 2 days later, I had my birthday. Aww. They came over for a sleepover, and every the morning, they're like, come on, let's have a worship at night. We're like, come on, let's do a prayer together. And it really pushed me closer to God, even after I had that hardship.
Come on. Thank you.
Короче, очень коротко. Я пришел на работу в понедельник, и у нас, короче, один парень молодой со мной работал, неожиданно умер. Неизвестно.
Еще раз. A little short story. I went to work.
Понедельник я пришел на работу.
Monday I came to work.
Молодой парень, короче, умер. Неожиданно умер.
A young man by accident died.
Yeah. Ну, как бы меня удивило то, что...
На работе?
Да.
His job.
Меня удивило то, что 5 минут буквально все даже слезы пошли у некоторых.
Some people cried.
Yeah, and... И потом буквально, меня удивило то, что как бы сразу через 5 минут просто буквально забыли, начали улыбаться, смеяться. Я не мог себе прийти в себя, потому что
What I was surprised at is that in 5 minutes everybody forgot what just happened. People just moved on with their life.
Yeah, это может больше к молодежи. Я хочу обратиться к молодым людям.
I just want to speak more into youth.
Тот огонь, который вы получили на кемпе, и вообще держите его.
The fire that you guys received at the camp, hold on to it.
Я просто еще хочу сказать, что Вы даже молодые люди, вы даже не представляете, что вам Бог доверил.
I also want to add that you guys don't even fully consciously comprehend what God has trusted you with.
Эти души бесценные.
The souls is priceless.
Я просто с ним работал, я даже, ну, все, что я ему сказал, я помню.
When I was working with him, what I told him.
Я ему сказал, you will live forever. Ну, как бы, я не знаю, почему.
Будешь жить вечно.
Ну, ты еще об этом не знаешь, говорит.
But you just don't know it yet.
Вот. Ну, как бы, я жалею, что я ему ничего не сказал.
I regret that I didn't tell him more.
Короче, это может не только молодежь, это всем. Ну, как бы, это, если есть какая-то возможность, kids, когда там играете в какие-то games, там, в футбол или где-то.
It's for everybody. When you guys are going through your everyday life.
Вам Бог доверил просто такое, эти бесценные души. Одна душа дороже всего мира.
Every person that comes into your life,
расскажите,
he's trying to say that, yeah, share the fire and what you have experienced.
Не теряйте, я жалею,
share your heart
на себе я чувствую, я должен был ему сказать, но я не сказал ему. Его теперь нету, я не знаю, я не могу... Ну как, не могу прийти в себя вот до сих пор. Люди быстро забыли, как доктор, знаете, умирает кто-то.
Yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling, you know, that he had a choice to share God and share what he believes in his heart, and the person is gone now, and you can never take the moment back.
Это как доктор, знаете, привыкли к смерти, вынесли одного там с этого
like госпиталя,
знаете, ну, все, нет человека.
Death.
То есть не теряйте этой возможности, держите этот огонь. Я вижу, как он горит.
You guys keep
so
on,
happy for you, kids.
Keep on burning and protect your fire that you guys have
That's
received,
all.
Really. Yes, Лёшка.
Раста. Sup, guys? Who had the great time on Sunday at the party? How many people were here? How many people came? Let me see. Woo! Yes, I had a great time. Actually, I have so many testimonies I really wanted to share with you guys. First thing is like me playing drums today. Who enjoyed me playing drums today? Why I'm asking is actually it's my like third time playing drums ever. Like, I'm really like a beginner guy, you know? So, and the testimony is like, as I was practicing at home, you know, to play drums, I play other instruments and stuff, but like, I saw how I was sucked so bad, you know? I would feel so disappointed, I would like spend hours playing, you know? And like, at the end, I would be like, God, I don't know, this is like not working out. This is just no good, you know? But as I was driving here, you know, this voice or this thought came. It's like, Alex, look at the Bible. When God, the mighty men of God, they were never super talented, or God never used like super like good people. He would take something simple that couldn't speak, that couldn't do much, you know, and he used. But they when they gave everything to God, God used them. To the Sasha, and they made them such a great man of faith, amen. And when I came here, I was like, God, like, whatever's gonna happen, let it happen, you know, like, but I'm just gonna play for you. And I was enjoying it, you know, I was just really feeling the spirit here, and it was amazing. I'm super happy. And so, yeah, praise God. And another testimony, real quick. After the last weekend, you know, so we all have our like weaknesses and stuff, you know, and sometimes when they come, we have a. Sometimes we can fall for them, right? But this week, I just saw like after the weekend, after the Sunday and the conference, you know, and the fire. You guys, you know, was here at another camp. I don't know why to me, but like I've been attacked so much, also I had so many temptations. I felt like I saw them, but they would never stick. It would come, and I would be like, I don't know. I don't want. I had no desire to do them. I saw no point of doing or anything, going or doing something, whatever. And I would be like. Praising God, you know, and would come again. And it was, for me, it was such a miracle. To be honestly, I'm not sure why it's happening this way as of now, so I'm trying to figure it out. Brother John, I'm just so happy, you know. It just feels so great, you know, and so I'm so thankful to God when we have, you know, the power and of God over us and anointing. So I just wanted to share with you guys the testimonies I had. I couldn't hold them down, you know. I had to share them. So God bless you guys. This fire is real. This fire is real. Amen.
You guys, what happened at the last conference weekend, it was real. How many of you guys can say that? Everybody. I mean, like adults, youth, it was real. I think God really shifted the atmosphere. One thing, you know, from my face and Tiana's face from youth, we do want to ask you guys one thing. Please cover your kids with prayers, with protection, with Jesus' blood. When you guys see, you know, they're going through something, encourage them, be there for them. We can only do our part, but you guys are another big percent that, you know, is responsible for it all. Let's literally take this to heart and take the responsibility and just make it happen, because they are the tomorrow, they are the future, you know, and they will step into what God has prepared for them. We are covering the gap, and they will step into God's promises. Yeah. Okay, you guys, love you, and see you guys Sunday. Have a good day.